This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, that was a very good interview, very enlightening interview with the great Mike Lindell of My Pillow fame. I love Mike. And we're going to do some work together. It sounds like he wants to get my radio show and my podcast on his foundation, his platform, his media platform, which is fantastic. He says he has about 3 million people listening and watching, and so I'm thrilled to do that. And always, you know, I love to get my message out to more and more people. And here's a message that I want to get out to more and more people. Liberals are nuts, and California is freaking nuts. California to become the first abortion tourism state, luring pregnant women to the state with funds for airfare, lodging, and meals. So it's like, you know, smoke some pot, hang out on the beach, get a tan, drink some mimosas, enjoy Disneyland, and then murder your baby. What a whacked out concept. Who comes up with this sick stuff? And then the IRS tried to destroy my life under Obama because I'm a conservative. But it's okay to murder babies and mix it with tourism and sunshine. It's just so bizarre what's going on with our country. Just bizarre. A new bill proposed by California Senators Nancy Skinner and Anna Caballero, these two are going straight to hell, would pay pregnant women to travel to California to terminate the life of their baby. The program would financially incentivize women to get pregnant and abort their babies over and over again. Senate Bill 1142, this is not a joke, California Senate Bill 1142 would provide pregnant women with all the funds they need for a free abortion vacation. The bill calls these abortion vacation amenities practical support services, quote unquote. These funds include money for airfare, lodging, meals, dependent child care, so bring your kid along while you kill the next kid, gas, and other financial assistance as long as the women commit to aborting their babies. This program can target women at any stage of their pregnancy, even when the baby is viable outside the womb. Excuse me while I vomit. This is insane. The devil must be laughing at how bad Democrats are. He must be like, I thought I was a bad dude. You guys make me look like God. Seriously. This is unbelievable. The devil feels like a good dude compared to these people. You gotta commit to murdering your baby. And even it can happen even when the baby's outside the womb. I mean, this is this is incredible how sick this stuff is. Just incredible. And if you weren't tuned in to hour number one of my show, you know, you didn't know that I opened the show by talking about anything but abortion, right? That wasn't what was on my mind. It was these insane gas prices, all-time highest today, and the fact that the misery index for gas is now over $700, meaning this year you're spending over $700 more for gas than you spent last year at the same time. It's just Stephen Colbert was another headline in hour one. Catches COVID for the second time in the space of 3 weeks. After thanking the COVID vaccine the first time for making it so easy for them. These people are so mentally ill, they don't even realize the news is out all over the world that the COVID vaccine is causing some people to get AIDS, which is really VAIDS. It's vaccine AIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. It's just basically all it really means. Even AIDS as horrible as that word is, AIDS, all it really means is there's a destruction of your immune system. And the vaccine is destroying people's immune system. Not everybody yet, anyway. I'm not sure, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, if it won't destroy everyone's immune system 100%. But maybe some people will get away with this. Maybe the people who took one vaccine never went back for a second. Maybe the people who took two but never went back for a booster. I know this much. Once you get the booster, it's fait accompli. Fait accompli, I think that's how you pronounce it. Fait accompli. It's a final story. The booster is the death shot. The booster is so much more powerful than the first or the second vaccine. It's like going into outer space, you know. It's like instead of shooting up in the air with an airplane, you go up in a rocket ship and you go to Mars. The booster is Mars. You know, the first shot is like just taking an airplane trip to California where the nuts, the flakes, and the abortion tourism resides. But you don't want that booster, I can tell you that much. But Stephen Colbert, probably, I'm guessing, I'm not his doctor, I'm not a medical expert, I don't know his personal medical, but he may very well have vaccine-acquired immune disease special, you know, disease, AIDS. He may very well have VADS, immune deficiency, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. And he doesn't know it. He's so stupid, so ignorant, such a fool. He has no idea how deadly these vaccines are. And if you're not dead, you certainly have damaged your immune system badly. If you're not crippled yet or disabled, you've certainly damaged your immune system badly. So, it was kind of a combination of, in hour number one, of terrible gas prices and misery index and Americans seeing the future very bleakly, very, very bleakly. And then I made fun of Janet Yellen, who is the Treasury chief. Hard to believe she's the Treasury chief. And what has she ever done in her life to create a job? What has she ever done in her life to start a business? Nothing. These people know nothing about, you know, they're like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. They know nothing about starting businesses or creating jobs. And therefore, you know, Democrats think she's the perfect Treasury chief. And she says if in fact the Supreme Court has voted to end Roe versus Wade, she says banning abortion would be very damaging to the U.S. economy. You just got to laugh at these people. Damaging to the U.S. economy, because, you know, just what the economy needs is the incredible economic foot pedal. You know, like your foot's on the pedal, the economy's just in fifth gear. We're just doing great. Why? Because we're selling so many abortions. Hey, it's just so bizarre. Yes, abortion is what you need to propel your economy forward. That's how you get out of a great Biden depression. You just abort all the babies and the money from abortions will save the entire economy. These are the people you're dealing with. Hard to even believe. All right, let's jump back from abortion to the vaccine, which is going to even do worse things to children than abortion. How about that one? You didn't think it had got any worse than murdering babies in the womb. But how about the children outside the womb who are already alive and well and kicking? They've got a name. They love their mommy. They love their daddy. They love playing with their friends. And you're going to give them the vaccine? That's child abuse. So here are the numbers from England. Headline, all-cause death rate 52 times higher among vaccinated children than unvaccinated children. Data from the Office for National Statistics in the UK, which is their version of the CDC, showed that British children aged 10 to 14 injected with COVID vaccine had an all-cause death rate of 238 per 100,000 from January 1st to October 31st, 2021. So in other words, last year from January to October, if you gave a child the vaccine, they had a death rate of 238 per 100,000. That's huge. That was 52 times higher than the death rate among the unvaccinated children from the same age group, which was only 4.58 per 100,000. Can you imagine that? Meanwhile, the World Health Organization reported last month 169 children aged 1 month to 16 years had developed acute hepatitis of unknown origin. Most of the children are from the UK, Europe, and Israel. And guess what they do in UK, Europe, and Israel? They vaccinate the children at a young age. You got to assume that there's a very good possibility this weird, mysterious, acute hepatitis of an unknown origin is from the vaccine. 10 of the children required liver transplant. Australia is now reporting mysterious cases of hepatitis in children. Some case studies are chronicling post-injection autoimmune hepatitis, meaning after you've injected your child, they have autoimmune hepatitis. This is crazy. It's just crazy. I can't even believe what's happening in this world, that we are turning a blind eye to the damage that this vaccine is doing and the deaths it's causing. Very, very scary. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because all of this information that you don't get anywhere else in the news, not a single other program wants to deal with this stuff. I deal only in raw truth. I tell you what's really happening. And I give you my gut instinct. And it only happens because we have these great sponsors. And Steals and Deals, LV.com is the sponsor of this show. Steals and Deals, LV.com. LV stands for Las Vegas. John, my good buddy of 20 years now, has built this magnificent business here in Vegas. They ship nationwide, but it's blown up huge in Vegas. Now anyone can get it. It's called Steals and Deals, LV, because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steals and Deals, LV is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. They will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. They ship nationwide. Stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. You can call them at 725-260-3337 or go to stealsanddealslv.com.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to Root. The Root. The Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Kyle LaBrew for U.S. Congress. What a great guy. He's my favorite candidate for U.S. Congress. You'll find anywhere outside of Nevada. I've got a few pet Congress candidates here in Nevada, but outside of Nevada, in the whole country, I just love Kyle LaBrew, and he loves this show, and that's why he's bought a national ad campaign on the show. He's running for Congress in Missouri, CD4, Missouri's 4th Congressional District. And Kyle is a strong, unapologetic conservative Republican. He is an America First conservative. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He'll always be there for the people. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. He will never support higher taxes because he knows we are already taxed too much. He is a true blue Republican conservative and says we don't just need more Republicans in Congress, we need more good Republicans in Congress. Men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the corporate ladder. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLaBrew.com, that's LABRUE, KyleLaBrew.com. I don't care where you are in the country. You know, reach into your wallet, grab a 5, a 10, a 20, a 100, a 50, and please send something to KyleLaBrew.com. Tell him Wayne Root is the reason you're sending it. He is a good kid and a young guy, and I think he belongs in Congress, paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress. So I was just telling you the story about how all-cause death rate is 52 times higher among vaccinated children than unvaccinated children. These are unbelievable things to hear about. They really are. And it's so scary to hear about the hepatitis outbreak. All of a sudden, out of the blue, kids just all happen to be getting hepatitis, and I guarantee if you study, you'll find they're vaccinated. Something's wrong here. Something is wrong. And then here's another story that ties into that. Lipid nanoparticles in the COVID jabs stick to bodily organs, reveals Pfizer study. Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, FOIA lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch, has revealed that clinical trial data directly from Pfizer shows that the company's COVID vaccines contain lipid nanoparticles that stick to vital organs like the liver, adrenal glands, spleen, and ovaries. And that makes such sense because sticking to the liver might be what's causing hepatitis outbreak. Ovaries, that's what's causing all the problems with fertility. You do know I've had Thomas Renz on the show, the attorney Thomas Renz, and he has all these whistleblowers from the U.S. Department of Defense who looked at military statistics and found that all the women in the military, the rate of infertility has risen so dramatically, the rate of miscarriages so dramatically since the introduction of the vaccine. Of course, so is cancer, so is heart disease, so is cardiac arrest, so has blood clots, so is strokes. Everything bad that could possibly go wrong is going wrong since the vaccines. And so Judicial Watch obtained 466 pages of records from the Department of Health and Human Services containing data from the studies. And lipid nanoparticles, or LNPs, which are a key component of the Pfizer shot, were discovered all over the body anywhere from 8 to 48 hours post-injection. LNPs function as a delivery mechanism in the mRNA messenger RNA injection from Pfizer. And it goes all over the body and sticks to your organs. It's crazy. And it's, you know, it's all technical stuff. That's why I'm looking through it real quick. You know, it's very technical stuff, but it's all here. When LNPs with comparable composition to those used in the Pfizer shot were injected into rats as part of clinical trials, total recovery of LNP outside the injection site was greatest in the liver and the spleen and the adrenal glands and the ovaries, the Pfizer report further states. LNPs were observed to mainly distribute and accumulate in the liver, adrenal glands, spleen, and ovaries, with maximum concentration occurring within the first 2 days. Do you understand how bad this is? Do you have any idea how bad this is? In the end, Pfizer declared that it is immunogenic in mice, rats, and non-human primates, and that toxicity studies support the licensure of this vaccine. So they're trying to say it won't do in a human body what it does in rats, except all that would have been all well and good, and you might have believed it 2 years ago. But we've been injecting people, and we've seen the results, and they're all getting over 1,200 adverse reactions. They're getting death. They're getting blood clots, they're getting heart attacks, they're getting strokes, they're getting cancer, they're getting infertility, they're getting aborted pregnancies, it's miscarriages. It's incredible. They knew about this from the beginning. They lied and they covered up, is my opinion.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Let the president tweet. That's the message from Tesla chief executive Elon Musk on Tuesday. Musk is buying the social media platform and said he would allow former President Donald Trump to return to the social media site. In addition, Musk said the permanent bans of Twitter accounts should be rare and reserved for accounts that are scams or automated bots. Stocks turned mixed on Wall Street in afternoon trading on Tuesday. This came after a rally in technology companies helped reverse most of an early slide in the market a day after a broad sell-off. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% after having been down as much as 0.8% in early trading. Big tech helped counter losses elsewhere in the market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 2.99%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On irs.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to irs.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Welcome back. You know, the numbers just keep getting worse and worse. Confidential Pfizer documents released in England by the Daily Exposé reveal that 90% of COVID-vaccinated pregnant women lost their baby. But Pfizer claims no safety signals emerged from the trials. 90% of COVID-vaccinated pregnant women lost their baby. This is directly from the Pfizer trials. But Pfizer claimed to the FDA no safety signals emerged. At this very moment, Bill Gates, who was the original guy who said, you get the COVID vaccine, you don't get COVID, has COVID. Bill Gates just announced he's COVID positive. Unbelievable stories out there. Liberty Projects, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I know you've all heard me. And their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. Well, the Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The vets love it, and the wild Mustangs, get to live. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. We can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses, help support this great organization. Enjoy a great day of golf. And if you don't golf, then just make a contribution at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. All right, I've got a guest, Tony Grady, who's a Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Nevada. Served as a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force. His website is TonyGradyForNevada.com. Tony, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. I am well, and it's great to be here. Thank you.
So I understand that you were endorsed by the Nevada Republican Party at the convention. The delegates endorsed you. Why do you think you got their endorsement?
Wayne, I think I got the endorsement because I am the only candidate of all of those running that have proven, principled, demonstrated leadership. And not only that, Wayne, there might be a lot of things that I'm not, but nobody's going to outwork me. I've been in every county in Nevada, and I've met Nevadans, and they see what they like.
All right, and what do you think are the key issues for parents who are going to make a decision on governor and lieutenant governor and senators who are all running out there in the GOP primary? You're running for lieutenant governor. Tony Grady, his website, TonyGradyForNevada.com. I think parents are probably the single biggest group that's the key to election for the Republican Party. What are the key issues for parents in Nevada?
Well, I'll come to that, but just to say about the endorsement, I got the highest number of votes. And one of the delegates told me later that I got a standing ovation. So one of the reasons that I think that the parents like me is that I'm very concerned about what's happening with our children. The lieutenant governor, one of the major areas of responsibility is for business. And businesses rely on workforce. And the quality of your workforce is directly related to education. And Nevada is dead last in the nation. Well, I have a plan to fix that because I want future businesses to do better. So for parents, I think they understand that I'm supporting them because I want their children to be good at reading, writing, and arithmetic. I want to champion school choice for them. I want to also champion trade schools. One size does not fit all. So when parents hear this, they hear that there's somebody that's interested in what's best for their children as opposed to concerned about indoctrinating them.
All right, we're talking to Tony Grady, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor of Nevada. Explain the main responsibilities of the lieutenant governor. A lot of people don't know what a lieutenant governor does. What exactly do you do as lieutenant governor other than being the number two guy in the state? If something, God forbid, happens to the governor, you'd move on to become governor of the state. But what are your main responsibilities as long as the governor is alive and well and in there?
Well, I'll come back to that, but the lieutenant governor is a member of the governor's cabinet. He's the president of the Senate. He's the chair of the Nevada Commission on Tourism. He's the chair of the advisory board of outdoor recreation. He's the vice chair of the board of transportation, a member of the board of economic development, a member of the executive branch of the audit committee, a member of the Keep Nevada Working Task Force. And even though you mentioned that the lieutenant governor takes over for the governor, lieutenant governor is also responsible in that same area of the statute to make sure that if anything happens to any elected official in Nevada, that he makes sure that that job is filled, that position is filled as soon as possible. And in the event of an emergency, his responsibility to announce it to the citizenry and announce when the emergency is over. So those are the responsibilities of the lieutenant governor.
That's a lot of responsibility. I'm actually shocked, to be honest with you. I never even thought about the lieutenant governor having that many important responsibilities. I'm a little bit surprised. That's a pretty cool position. And why do you think you're uniquely qualified for that position?
Wayne, I think my entire career has prepared me to be qualified for this position. I've had a myriad of leadership responsibilities. I know that your listeners have heard me before. I'm an Air Force pilot. I proudly served for 20 years. I'm an Air Force veteran. But I was a test pilot, and I was the commander of the B-2 stealth bomber test squadron. So I was responsible for a multi-billion-dollar program for cost, schedule, and performance, and understanding how to work with large businesses and small businesses. I also flew for FedEx for 20 years. I was on their team to evaluate the A380, so I was on their test team for that and understood it. And also, I'm an entrepreneur. I had a startup for about 11 years that I ran. So when you look at my background, I have the widest experience level of anybody running in the race, but not only that, I'm the one who has the proven principled leadership.
So one of your main responsibilities, you said, is tourism. And I guess my question for you is, it's not just tourism, but I know there's also an economic board in this state that kind of goes after small businesses and businesses in other states. And I assume the vice president, the lieutenant governor, would have a lot to do with that as well. And I see a major weakness in the state because I'm friends with a lot of people in Palm Beach, Florida, including the president of the United States, or President Trump. And I spent a lot of time at Mar-a-Lago. And Palm Beach is getting all the big hedge funds from Wall Street. But it's not a mistake. It's not a coincidence. They advertised in the Wall Street Journal. They advertised on TV in New York and said, come to Palm Beach where the income tax is zero. Why are you sitting in New York paying huge taxes when you could sit in the sunshine and the income tax rate is zero? And we've never done that in Nevada, Tony. It makes no sense to me that we aren't advertising in California right next door to us and telling them that all the business owners, every one of you, can get zero income tax if you come to Nevada. You've got to come here. You'll get sunshine, zero income tax, the best restaurants in the world, legal sports betting. I mean, there's a lot of great things about Las Vegas. Nobody is actively recruiting these people with an ad campaign. Is that something you would entertain?
I would be definitely entertaining that because it's not just Las Vegas. Of course, everyone knows Las Vegas because it's the entertainment capital of the world. But up north here in Reno, we've got Lake Tahoe. We've got trails. We've got some of the best skiing. So year-round, you can come and tour in Nevada. We've got great places to go. The small town of Ely has got a developer there that wants to make a ski resort there, and they have the resources to do it. So I agree with you. People need to know about Nevada, but you know, Wayne, if we don't put the word out, they won't know. So I agree with you that we need to double our advertising efforts and invite people to come and to keep them coming to Nevada.
You know, my favorite saying is, Tony, in the whole world, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so you can't just assume you wake up in the morning and everybody's coming to Nevada. They all just know to come here. You got to throw it in their face and tell them, you know, and you get a guy like me on TV as a testimonial that 20 years ago I left California and it's been the 20 greatest years of my life paying no income tax and not having a California franchise board harassing me all year long. It's the greatest thing in the world to be in a state with zero income tax and no tax board to come after you. It's just wonderful. And why would anyone want to run a business ever again in a high-tax state? Makes no sense. Come to Las Vegas. You're not only missing nothing, but the money you save from taxes pays your mortgage. It's like getting a mortgage for free. It's the greatest deal in the whole world. Somebody should be saying that on TV, on all the biggest news shows in Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Diego, and I guarantee you a lot of people who are Republican-oriented would say, let me get the hell out of California and go to Nevada. Why didn't I think of that, you know? It's one of those things you slap yourself in the head and go, why did I think of that? Someone's got to tell them that. I want it to be
you,
right?
With you.
All right, Tony, good. Hey, listen, early voting is here now, right? When does early voting start?
Early voting is starting quite soon.
Like in the next week, I think, right? Or the next week or two?
It's starting the next week or two, and the ballots are have dropped, and people are looking at who to vote. So it's around the corner, and everybody needs to get engaged right now. They need to get engaged and think of what they want for the future. Just like you're talking about, people don't think about, coming to Nevada unless we tell them. You won't have the right people to make those decisions unless we get everybody excited about rushing the polls and voting for folks. Vote for the folks that are going to work for you, and it's important.
All right, so what can people do to help you, Tony? You got 30 seconds to close the deal. Where can they contact you, and what can they do to help you?
Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com, TonyGradyForNevada.com. There's a donate button. I definitely could use that. There's a volunteer button if you have any expertise, and there's a stay informed button where you can get our newsletter. The most important thing I need for everybody to do is look at me and understand that I am the person that can lead Nevada into the future. As the lieutenant governor, I'll be the governor's best right-hand man and make those decisions. I'll be working behind.
Hey, Tony, we're on the way out. We got to run. TonyGradyForNevada.com. TonyGradyForNevada.com. Thank you, Tony.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Raw and unfiltered. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on Fire comes to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over the country by USA Radio. Fellowship Home Loans. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is the largest financial commitment most of you will ever make. And if you buy one five times in your life, a big house, guess what? Five times in your life, it's the biggest financial commitment you've ever made. You need friends in the home mortgage business. And by the way, this ad has been going on for what, like 6 months? And when it started, interest rates were so low, and now they're skyrocketing because of inflation. Now you need a friend more than ever to get the right mortgage loan. It was like as easy as sticking your finger in the air before. You'd automatically get a mortgage loan that was like at 1%, you know. And now rates are flying, and it isn't so easy to get a good loan. It isn't so easy to get a low interest rate. You need a friend in this business. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been doing this for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation and giving you fantastic professional advice on what to do next. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. All right, so here's another interesting fact. You know, I've been trying to do less and less on the vaccines lately because, you know, between last year when the vaccine started in January and probably this March, so you're talking about a year and a quarter, I probably devoted half or more of this show to what a nightmare the vaccines were and how you should not get them and you cannot get them. And if you get them, here's what you got to do to try and mitigate the damage of them. That's been my whole show. But there's so many bad things going on in America right now that vaccines are only one part of them. Of course, they're life and death. But when you look at gas prices, grocery prices, inflation, restaurant prices, when you look at the open borders, when you look at everything going on from every direction that we're being hit with, it's death by a thousand paper cuts. It's mind-blowing. But there are quite a few interesting stories in the news today about the vaccine. So here's a new one. Pfizer admits in its own documents it likely cannot demonstrate sufficient efficacy or safety of its COVID-19 vaccines to get permanent use approval. Did you ever notice that the vaccines have been out for a year and a half now, and they're still emergency use only? How is that possible? Because they can't get permanent use. They have nothing to fall back on to turn them into permanent use. It's a sad state of affairs, this article says, when the leading manufacturers of vaccines confess their own favorite mantra of safe and effective means nothing and has been fabricated as propaganda to push their dangerous experiments solely for profits. This is not some rogue doctor's opinion or some journalist spreading misinformation, but rather the manufacturer themselves admitting in their own new exposed documents that their gene therapy injections, otherwise known as the COVID vaccines, are dangerous, ineffective, and will never pass clinical trials in an acceptable way for an actual approval for standard use. Pfizer admits in their own documents, quote, "We may not be able to demonstrate sufficient efficacy or safety of our COVID vaccine and or variant-specific formulations to obtain permanent regulatory approval in the United States, United Kingdom, European Union, or other countries where it has been authorized for emergency use or granted conditional marketing approval." So the only reason we, as American patients, consumers, or even vaccinated victims know this information is because Pfizer could get sued by the investors if they did not disclose the dangers of the vaccine and the lack of safety of the vaccine and the lack of efficacy of the vaccine to the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. So this is straight from Pfizer's annual report given to the SEC about how profitable their vaccine will be for shareholders, and it states the following risk factors in the investors section. Our revenue depends heavily on sales of our COVID vaccine, and our future revenues of the COVID vaccine are uncertain. Our commercial revenue is based on preliminary estimates of COVID-19 vaccine sales and costs from Pfizer that are likely to change in future periods, which will impact our reported financial results. Pfizer's said recently they expect to submit to regulators by early June data on the lack of safety or efficacy of a three-shot combination of their jab, now to be marketed for children under the age of five. It's just unbelievable when you realize how much myocarditis and pericarditis is out there, how many blood clots, how many strokes, how many cardiac arrests, and now their own published documents have revealed the greedy, crooked scum they are for the whole world to witness. And the only way they could ever make their billions of dollars each, because they've, just at Pfizer, they've created like 50 or 60 billionaire executives. Can you imagine? Every secretary must be worth $100 million. The only way they could get this thing to make the billions was to get an emergency use authorization. That's the only way, because they could not pass the safety or efficacy tests or the clinical trials or the research or the peer reviews. None of it. It's all about greed. They wanted the money, so they passed it emergency use only when they knew they could never get it through any other way, and they got you to believe they were safe, and it was all a lie. And now the vaccines are killing people, and even Bill Gates comes up today with COVID. You know, the guy who loves the vaccine and always said from the beginning, the biggest lie ever told, that the vaccines will prevent you from getting COVID. Meanwhile, every Democrat in America has had COVID. Every Democrat politician, every Democrat leader. And now Bill Gates has COVID. Every Democrat cabinet member, they've all had COVID. Gee, what a great vaccine. How about if I give you a polio vaccine and you get polio? That's a good vaccine, isn't it?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.